This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. First time in history we can save the human race by laying in front of the TV and doing nothing. Let's not screw this up. We are back here on a Friday. Pastor Matt joins us from GT Church. How you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Brian, how are you today?
I'm okay. You know, it's a day-by-day thing, an hour-by-hour thing. I think we all have to quit looking ahead to trying to determine what day the world's going to return to normal and just live our lives in this, what we have right in front of our faces, right? I mean, because this is life.
You got it right. I mean, completely. If someone would have told any of us, Brian, that 2020 was going to be this, how could anybody have ever predicted this? It's crazy.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We're making the best.
Listen, I'm sure somewhere in some drawer there's a plan that somebody didn't pay attention to, or there's an outline of what might be. But yeah, you're right. If we had started January 1st by saying we're going to write this year off, I don't think anybody at all would have believed it. How are your parishioners doing? I mean, you've got a large group of people, and I'm sure it's all over the place, just like it is in society. But by and large, do you have a sense of how your congregation is handling this?
I do, Brian, and I'm trying. There's no science to this thing. It really is. I'm trying to be really in touch with everybody through all church emails and through our app and through social media and different things like that. I'm coming up with different content and different things just to try to keep a pulse. I've had several of my staff members trying to reach out and call everybody, you know, so really just trying to get a sense. And by and large, I do have to say I'm very, very proud of my church family. It seems like nobody's panicking. Nobody's thinking this is the end of days, you know. And what I've actually asked my staff to do right really at the beginning of whenever we started wrapping our brains around what our new normal is going to be for a while is just for everybody to just stay positive. To stay calm, to stay positive, and to make sure that we're all being voices of reason and voices of peace and voices of positivity. And so I've been pretty proud of my church family by and large, for sure.
All right. Now, how do you plan? I mean, how different is this for you, you know, planning what you're going to do on a Sunday? How different is it to do it not in front of a live audience, but to do it for people who are at home watching on their tablet? I mean, that whole dynamic must be very different after doing this for a very long time.
It is. And Brian, it is so interesting. When I look back over my life and look at the different experiences that I've had in my life, you never know what you're gonna use. I think it's so important that all of us kind of move through life, even outside of this pandemic, Brian, that we move through life in a very, very thankful and a very thoughtful way. Now, years and years and years ago, Brian, when I was a college student at Oral Roberts University, I was invited to sing on their daily program. And then I would travel around the world doing crusades. And so on a daily basis, we would do live shows and then record shows to an empty studio. There were times there was an audience there, but most of the time, Brian, it was to an empty studio. And I remember showing up sometimes being, you know, here I'm a college student, showing up like, oh, this is so weird. I have to smile like a grinning idiot, like there's someone out there and sing and have that energy. And now looking, Brian, all these years later, it's like, man, I believe in the message that I'm putting out there. I believe in the message. And so I have to call on that same skill set that I used all those years later, and bring a message, have church with no one in the room, but believe in the message, and that the message we're bringing is changing lives. And so it's funny looking back on things that you've done in the past and being able to call on those same experiences now.
Isn't it weird? You know, we're doing this gratitude journal thing, and I really appreciate you. You know, every day it's just sort of nice to hear from you, and I'm doing this with you and Angela, and it is nice just to sort of stop and take a pause and realize that you can be grateful for the things in your life. But it is weird how you will find like that moment comes back all these years later of going, you know, that prepared me for this.
It did, Brian. And I have so enjoyed our daily exchange in this journal. It at different times of the day, sometimes it's later in the evening, sometimes earlier in the afternoon, where it'll just hit me. I was at Walmart the other day and just seeing this elderly lady, she was working there, and I see her all the time, Brian. And so whenever I go into Walmart, I've gotten used to seeing this older lady there. Now she's all masked up and gloved up and everything, but her main job is she stands by the door. Sweet little old lady, Brian. She stands by the door, and she is just this ray of sunshine when you walk in. You know, and I notice when she's not there, because when I go in, she's just like, well, how are you? No matter what time of day she's this ray of sunshine. And so I noticed her the other day, and I thought, man, she's right in that high-risk group, and I wonder how she'll be, and I wonder. Now, she's all masked up, but you know how you can tell when someone's smiling, even by their eyes, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This week, Al Brian is standing there and greeting people, and just as precious and as wonderful as she always is. She is a true inspiration to me. When I go into Walmart, she's just one of those staples that I expect to see, and I'm so thankful for her. Just no matter what my day's been like, I walk in there and there she is, ready to greet you and ready to just lift your day. She's precious.
Absolutely
precious.
All right, this Sunday, services are streaming online, and what times?
8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11. This is the beginning of Holy Week, Brian, and so we got some things planned for every day, a devotional every day this week, and this Sunday we're going to be receiving communion. So it is going to be very, very different having my church family receive communion there at home. I've told them to have communion with the kids, and it can be milk and cookies. It doesn't have to be our normal things. You know, God looks at our heart and sees our intent, and so it'll be a different Holy Week, but we're going to celebrate anyway. 8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11.
Pastor Matt, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you soon.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.